Sportsmuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management three times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your hosts, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another exciting episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm John Romano, and I'm joined, as always, with my co-host, Dave Palumbo, and I'm here in the studio with the rest of the pack that is whacked. And Dave, we have a rather large crowd in here today. I think the entire Whack Pack is with us, with the exception of Diego 1. Diego 2 is even here.
Diego 2 is right here.
Right there where he belongs. Well, and it's stuffy in here, so let's hurry up, get some guys going so we can get some out of here.
Well, you know, this is the eve of the $1,000 Brutal Alchemy Battle of the Biceps, Bros vs. Pros, Michael Liberatore vs. Jeff the Producer, and one of the Whack Pack people that you did not mention, who's not a regular, is Michael Liberatore, who's sitting here with us today.
I was going to say we have a special guest, but I was going to leave that up to you, since he's, in fact, your guest, because he's staying in your house.
In the second segment, we're going to talk a little bit with him and Jeff, and we're going to put this episode will actually air almost live. It'll go up about an hour or two after we're done here tonight, so people can get a little feel for what's going to be going on tomorrow at Friday the 13th of November at Bev Francis Powerhouse Gym, where we'll be doing this Battle of the Biceps. Now, we got Jimmy Pulecci in the studio, and I just want to ask you, Jimmy, any final words you have for Jeff on the eve of this challenge? Like, what do you usually do before the night before a big, strength lifting type of situation?
I usually try to eat as much carbohydrates as possible. Since he's a carbohydrate man, I suggest that he...
studies show carbohydrates would actually increase ATP levels dramatically.
Yes.
And also traumatically, yes.
And okay. You usually
don't
get
laid, that's for sure. Please.
Oh, I haven't gotten laid in at least, 37 years?
You're good then.
Now, your carbohydrates usually come from wine, Jimmy, though, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I could recommend a little bit at him. Yeah, beer and wine is good for him. That's good to kill the pain.
Gotcha. Now, obviously, you know, you can't be you're not a soothsayer or anything like that, but how many reps do you think that Jeff should aim for, since he's going to be going first in this whole event tomorrow, and Liberatore going second? Jeff has to kind of set the standard. What do you think would be a good number that he could put up that would kind of seal the fact that he'd win this competition?
50.
50? You know, you're laughing, but I was going to say about 40.
Were you? You think 40 would seal would demoralize the Liberatore enough?
I think 40 would be good, yeah.
Mike, do we have a mic on the Liberatore?
You can share mine here.
I told him earlier, if he does 50, I'm not even going to attempt it. I got a show to worry about, so I'm going to watch him. I'm going to try to do one more than he does. So
Mike, you're representing the entire IFBB at this competition.
Yes. It's about how we look on stage. It doesn't matter what the hell I lift. If I can lift 20 pounds and look good, I'm going to do it. So
I got a better incentive. You got $1,000 riding on this, Mike. I know you could use $1,000.
I think 30 will do it.
You think 30 will
do
it?
I think 30 will do it.
Mike, I'd like to thank you for conceding defeat.
You know, I think that Jeff's got the upper hand psychologically here. What do you think, John?
Yeah, you know, I think he does, because, you know, I think it unfairly so, because he's had, you know, Jimmy the Iron Bull as his drill sergeant, you know, this whole time. And, you know, Mike has been, you know, Mike's getting ready for a show. He's been down in, you know, bumfuck Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, no one's seen him. He looks to be about 260, but he's probably only about 245. He looks yoked as hell, but, you know, he's been all by himself. And, you know, Jeff the producer has had this entire support system. He's had us. He's had Jimmy. He's been in the gym. He's been having the whip cracked. I think it's been highly unfair just because Mike is an IFBB pro. So I think it's going to be interesting.
Do you think that Mike's playing possum here, though?
I think he's sandbagging like a motherfucker.
I think he is, too. I think he's completely underplaying this stuff. I think he's got game. I think he's got good game.
I think he's been rocking those hundreds for like 20, 25.
You're sitting there with a smile on his face all the time.
I got to worry about other body parts. Have I done some curls in the last 2 weeks with 80s? Yeah, sure, but, you know.
Every day.
Have you done any with 120s?
But tell you the truth, the only time, I mean, I rarely do 80s on a good day. I
he
mean,
usually
I
works used... out in 90s, actually.
He rarely stoops down to that low level, you know.
No, I mean, so, you know, tell you the truth, it's, you know, 55, 60 pounds is, you know, usually where I mean, sometimes I'll go a little more, but...
he leaves the one off.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Derek Anthony, what do you think about this whole challenge? Do you think who do you think is going to win?
Liberatore's looking jacked. Jeff, I don't know. I think he. I don't know. It's going to be a close one.
Derek's sporting a new haircut. He's got a date after he gets out of here. He's
going to need to get out of here very quick.
It's a comb forward. He's wearing a button-up shirt. He's
black
got
pants.
Black pants.
Totally different look.
I got the fucking supermodel waiting outside for me. Let's get this fucking show on the road.
Now, Derek, how are you feeling? Because you've been out of commission
great.
For the last 6 weeks.
But 2 months. Feel really good.
All right, so you're healthy and you're back in the saddle.
Yeah, I've been training for 4 days. Feel good.
Now Derek has a date. He's got a hot date after this. That's why he's trying to hurry his way through this.
I saw pictures.
So I told him. I said, you know, have her just come here.
That's what I said.
Now, yeah, and then I told her who I'm with currently. And like, hey, Palumbo and John Romano. Oh,
she probably wanted to come, and Derek was afraid that we were going to like make him look bad. I'm sure.
You motherfuckers.
Or steal her from him. One of the two.
Yeah, you're a single.
But you don't have to fucking anaconda order, man. Go fuck yourself, you and your fucking Porsche, John.
Silver, though.
It's the right color. All right, now Mr. G brought some people here today, and I want to get to them because they're very patiently waiting. I'm not exactly sure who they are or why he brought them. Mr. G, can you fill us in on what's going on here?
Yeah, you guys, well, I'm going to change up a little bit today. No intro to the end.
Okay.
All right, because we want to get to my boy, Tony.
He's been here before.
My guy, I've been helping out Tony. I discovered him in the breakfast cereal aisle at Walbaum's.
Didn't he have another name the last time he was here?
I thought they were in the basement.
What's his name?
They were at Walbaum's.
Call him Vinny.
I thought his name was Vinny.
His name is Tony.
It changes on a daily basis.
You were telling us.
What are you talking about? His name is Tony.
Oh, it's Tony tonight. It's Tony.
Oh, tonight it's Tony.
Tonight
that's
it's Tony.
That's his twin brother, Vinny.
Oh, I like the Tony name better. Isn't he?
George, you were saying last week that this guy lives in the basement.
No, that's another guy that lives in the basement.
That's a homeless guy.
That's Cartman.
Oh, okay.
Cartman. You know Cartman? He's a superhero.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that the basement, you let him in there when it rains and shit.
Yeah, right, bring him in here. Let's get his real name. But yeah, John,
come on, let him work.
It's not going to be either Tony or Vinny.
No, I know it's not. What's your name?
It's Zindoni.
Zindoni, right?
Zindoni,
there he is.
Yeah,
Zindoni.
Yeah, Tony.
Close. In the land of Mr. G, that could be Ralph.
Is that your father? Is that the father?
It's his uncle.
Uncle? He's wearing a Yankee hat. Go fucking Yankees!
World champions!
His name is Tony. His name is Tony.
Right, Mr. G, explain why Zindoni is here.
Tony's here because Tony's going in the Eastern USA. This is his first bodybuilding show.
Which is in 2 days.
He's in 2 days. He has aspirations of being a pro bodybuilder one day.
Let's see.
Which I know he will. All right. And he wanted to play. I brought him down to pose down against Diego. Now, from what I hear, Diego's
in. He's in. What is it called when they sequestered Jerry? He's in sequestered.
He's eating chicharrones.
I'm eating a lot of chicharrones. I'm eating a lot of tacos. Y otras cosas que yo no quiero hablar contigo, maricón.
He's drinking a lot of colostrum tonight.
A lot of Coca-Cola for my cheating.
What's colostrum?
So
it's what you have in your anus.
The turtles are lactating.
Oh, that's colostrum. Sorry, colon. I'm sorry, confused.
The turtles are lactating. He's drinking colostrum.
All right, well, now Zindoni, is this your first show?
Yes, it is. Definitely my first show.
All right, you want to show us what you got?
Wait, first of all, I guess
that's why you're here, right?
First of all, how old are you, Zindoni?
19.
19 years old.
All right, let's see what you got. He's going to be in the teen
division. All natural, too.
There's no such thing as all natural.
Well, he's going to be in the teen division.
Right here, you guys see.
There's no such thing.
What now? Hold on, John. How can you say my kid's
name? Because there's no such thing as all natural.
Tell me, I don't understand.
Training in the gym is not natural. Eating 20 chicken breasts a day is not natural. There's no such thing as natural.
That's 2020.
Well, hanging out with you is not natural.
Be careful, I might eat some almonds, man.
Oh, God.
What happens then?
All right. This guy's wrapped like a mummy over here.
It's like a media shower.
I have no back teeth because I only can afford to pay for the front teeth. So what happens is when I eat almonds.
I thought you make $150,000 a year.
It's a big conundrum here with the income versus expendable income.
All right. Then, Tony, let's see. Hit a couple shots there.
Take that.
Mr. G's making him take off his clothes. Meanwhile, he doesn't have underwear on, probably.
No, no, he does. He does.
He's got a posing suit on.
Where's the guy, George? Please.
Yeah, stay right here.
All right, 19 years old.
In a room full of guys in his underwear.
When are you going to be on stage in front of about 2,000 people on Saturday?
Yeah, there'll be some girls in the audience.
Take your slap socks or what are those things? Take those
flip-flops.
Flip-flops or whatever the hell they are. Yeah, those are swimmers wear. I used to wear that when I got out of the water when I used to swim.
This is coming from a guy who's got a Scooby-Doo tattoo on his arm.
I used to swim in a pool with full wetsuit.
Hold on. Who puts a Scooby-Doo on their arm? I've never seen that in my life.
Shaggy. You know what? Have you seen a new trend? Everyone's getting Scooby-Doo. They have Scooby-Doo t-shirts. Scooby-Doo is the biggest thing going.
Tattoos?
In kindergarten.
He's bigger than SpongeBob.
That's like putting Charlie
Brown. Jimmy, the only one who had some good tattoos.
That's like putting Charlie Brown on your freaking arm, you know?
I have Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo on my fucking arm.
No, I know you won't, Jimmy.
Right. Now, the last time he was here, Dave, he weighed 188. And you told him how much weight, because I said
I should get down to middleweight at 176, right?
Yeah, that's it. Right now he's 178.
All right, let's see what he looks like.
Do some poses.
Do
a front double by.
He's got good arms, so I'll give him that much. He's got a small waist.
Good genetics, man.
Look at that.
Let's see if he's on the back. Let's see the back shot first. Back double bicep. All right, he's posing here. He's got a good back.
Great back.
Small waist, you know.
Who's going to beat this kid at 19 years old? Who's in USA?
I will take him. He is mine. I'm going to kill him on stage. Do not come near Diego.
Diego, you're not a teen. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Forget it.
Do the Joe Palumbo shot I showed you. The one to the side.
The one where you have the big head.
You just lost your meal allowance. So
yeah,
Diego.
That's it. Diego's not eating.
Chest is good. Look at his chest.
His chest is striated, man. Yeah, look at that.
You can tell he's got a very good structure to build upon. You know, yeah, probably be a very good. Probably be another flex wheeler in two, 3 years. So
most muscular.
Sergio Oliva Jr. Remember?
Yeah. All right, man.
Look at his chest over there.
Look at that.
For an actual guy,
I can stick my fucking fist in that thing.
He looks better than half the members on fucking RX.
More than half.
He looks better than everyone in this room. That's
the biggest, most important thing is about him believing that he could be a pro. As long as he does, he will become one. Because I'm telling you right now, there are a lot of guys out there that quit. They quit because they took fourth, third, fifth, and they quit, and they didn't keep training and keep doing it. Dave is a prime example of a guy who was a skinny kid, 140 pounds, a runner in college, and another guy that we know, Dougie Wentz, who had the best genetics ever, and he didn't eat. Dave ate 12 meals a day. He used to puke. Eat this. What was that drink you used to eat, Dave? Dave used to eat a drink where he used to drink 5 eggs, a cup of oatmeal, all right? And a glass of orange juice.
Before you get too far, do we have a buzzer
we can like?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, before you get too far off on a tangent, did you tell him the bumblebee story?
Wait, time out. This isn't the same guy.
I told him today. What I tell? Oh, sorry.
Bumblebees actually can fly.
This isn't the same guy. I didn't make fun of him.
No, I didn't mean that. No,
the other kid made fun of him.
He's talking about bee pollen.
Yeah, you know, I read an article disputing that they show that there is science behind having him fly.
Hold on, guys.
One conversation per radio show.
No, you said no. You didn't put him down. No, I didn't mean that.
George, you know that we're doing a radio show right now.
Yes, he is.
So why are you having a side conversation into the microphone? Is there any reason whatsoever?
Because it's entertainment. Are you not entertained?
No, I'm not.
This is not what you asked for.
Not
what?
At all.
What? You did not ask me to entertain?
No. We actually asked you to be quiet. All right. Well,
but Dave, you remember when you used to drink those drinks?
Yeah.
This is what the motivation speech I gave them today was this.
You better save some motivation for tomorrow for Jeff to produce us.
Willingness. What are you willing to do to make your dream happen? It's willingness. Are you willing to eat every single meal, 9 meals a day? day after day, year after year? Are you willing to take 10th place in the show and come back the following year? What are you willing to do? If they tell you, Jimmy, right now, if you tell you right now, Jimmy, we're going to give you a part in a movie, but you got to move to Alaska, Jimmy. We're going to pay you $1.5 million. Are you willing to move to Alaska to make that dream happen, or are you not? You may say, listen, I can't move my whole family. Then you're not willing to do what it takes.
Why are you yelling so loud?
We're
sitting here having a discussion.
Ew, this spit is all over the mic.
Yeah, you know what? I got stuck. I got stuck using that microphone last week.
Ew.
It's disgusting. It smelled like elephant
vomit. Great taste of microphones there.
Jimmy, you know what the problem is? Because he gets he's got the food rot in his teeth,
right?
Because he doesn't have any back teeth, so the food rot gets sprayed all over the freaking microphone, and then the bacteria go to work on it.
Just like I said about
Flex. If you see this microphone thing, it's foam. It's like root. It's like basically seeding a bacterial culture. If you've ever seen agar grow,
like a petri dish. Yes.
He grows colonies on there.
Yeah,
and well, move that mic over there.
Don't switch the mic. Jeff was fucking with me and gave me his microphone last week.
First of all, I'm sick and tired of talking about Flex Wheel. Guys say Flex Wheel had great genetics. You know what?
Flex Wheel is a synth old up punk.
All right, well, guys. Hold on, Mr. G. Hold that thought for a second. We got to go to a commercial break. Right. When we come back, we'll have more of the Whack Pack. All right.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition. The Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of 3 creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29 gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught. Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy. It's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it.
Get in D-Mix. That's D-Mix, the world's first energy pump that combines the most essential nutritional elements for overall health with efficiency. Cool and easy to use. D-Mix is the most powerful and unique multivitamin, antioxidant, energy formula on the market. D-Mix is a nutritional wonder that lasts up to 4 days. D-Mix is available in 3 delicious flavors: coffee, mint, and punch. Each flavor is designed to be taken on its own or added to other beverages. D-Mix. Don't drink. Just pump. Healthy energy.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes: Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X, Jen Gates
as Shade, Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus, Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress, and their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo. I'm here with John Romano and the entire Whack Pack. And we just got Mr. G out of the room and some of his special guests he brought here. Zendoni, the 19-year-old wonder, boy wonder, who will be competing Saturday in the NPC Eastern USA Championships, which is where we'll all be. And he'll be in the teen division. We'll have to see how he does. He gave us a little preview of what we should expect. Good job, Mr. G, finding new talent. Now, I wanted to bring something up that Derek has sent me. Derek sends me this email the other day. And he writes, from LaCasaNostra.com.
I didn't write that.
11 days. I can't wait. Where are you going? You going to be on the presidential suite of some cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is celebrity cruises you going on?
To all my fucking haters, I will be away for 12 days. My client is going on a presidential suite cruise, and I'm training him 1 hour a day.
Behind bars.
Behind bars.
Are you staying in the suite with him?
No. I got my own room, motherfucker.
In the presidential suite, you have your own room.
Yeah. Fuck, you call me a fucking faggot, you hater.
I mean, what does a presidential suite on a cruise line cost?
$7,000 a person.
Really?
About as much as my fucking left nut.
So now he's paying you $7,000 just to...
Oh, it's a free trip.
Right, well,
I just have to train him an hour a day and I get to chill, hang out. I need a fucking vacation.
Now, I know you do, but I'm saying it's costing him $7,000 to bring you.
No. When you get the suite... You can bring as many people as you want. It's got three rooms.
He just has to sleep with him.
I got to bang him up the ass with my fucking anaconda.
When you buy the presidential suite, which is $7,000 a night, you can put as many people as you want.
You can have up to four people.
Oh, up to four people. Okay.
Yeah. Where's it going from and where to?
Bahamas, St. Thomas.
Out of Florida? You're leaving out of Florida?
I have to fly to Florida.
Now, how many people are going to be in this room?
Three.
Who's the other third person?
His daughter and me, and she's 24.
Are you going to bang the daughter?
I don't know. I'm close. I've been training him for 7 years. He's like my uncle.
Oh, so you don't want to lose the business, though?
Fuck no. I get paid $100 an hour.
Okay.
What does she look like?
She's cute. Cute Italian chick, but I got a girl lined up after the show.
Who is this girl that is afraid, of us?
I met her on Facebook.
And she's afraid of us?
She knows who you are.
Don't you think the fact that you just said you're going to pork her up the ass is going to like turn her off?
She doesn't listen to the show.
I thought you said she does.
No. She reads John's article.
I'm sure John will text message her and make sure she listens to the show.
That's why I didn't want
to
bring her.
I'll just slide that into my next article that Derek likes poking his new girls up the butt and telling all his friends about it.
To my boy, Sweet, I will post a picture, you fucking little 4'2" midget.
Sweet has been doing some pretty big Photoshop jobs.
He's got talent.
Yeah, he should be applying it to something more productive, probably.
And to my boy, Zetawil, I will see you at the Nationals. I'm going to fucking stick my fucking foot up your ass, you fucking pussy. And to who else do I want to give a shout out to?
I thought you would calm down after this latest.
JK, you call me fucking gay? I'll fucking fuck your mother up her ass, too.
I don't care if she's a fucking man. I'll fuck her.
Don't you have to watch your blood pressure now, Joe?
I don't give a shit. It's 120 over 80. I'm feeling great.
Man, I got my health. I got my fucking webcam. Everything's fine.
Jimmy taught me well.
He did. He showed me how to fuck all those cats in the ass.
Speaking of Jimmy, I want to give a shout out to Creole Eyes.
Yo, Creolize,
I've been natural for 2 months and I haven't shrunk because of Creolize. It's insane. All you retards buy it because you're fucking skinny and you're fucking pathetic.
Thank you, Derek, for that lovely endorsement.
That's a shameful plug.
Yeah. Now, speaking of shameful plugs, Jimmy, I always wanted to write my own quotes. You know how when you read these book of quotes?
Yeah.
Shakespeare has quotes. The president has quotes.
John Romano has quotes.
John, you have quotes, too. I wrote my first quote, John. I want you guys to hear it, and I want you to evaluate
all
it.
Right.
I was at the gym, and I was looking at... I was looking at this leg press. Someone had put like every plate in the gym on it and just left the thing there. And this is the quote I came up with. And I wrote it down and I emailed it to myself right from the gym. Okay, quote, leaving a loaded leg press is like leaving a bowl of shit in the toilet. Now, think about it.
For just someone else to clean.
Right. It's like you know, you got to think about it. You get the poor Mrs. Jones wants to go do leg presses. There's 18 plates on the leg press.
On each side.
That's very selfish.
Right? Isn't that selfish?
It is, yeah. I'd be pissed off, man.
Do you like my quote?
I do. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I like it, too.
All right. At least I got the Whack Pack approval. Now, John sent me an email the other day that I thought was rather interesting. He's like... the universe has brought us great gifts, and he sends
me. Wait, no, you got to set that up better than that.
All right. Okay,
we too much weed.
No. We were at a meeting and we were talking about how we needed a photographer for something or other. All right, so then. In hindsight, I should have caught this, but I didn't, and I'm glad you brought it to my attention. So, I get this. The 20 minutes later, I go home and I check my email, and I got an email from a guy who's a photographer who's telling me that he's going to be there. He'll shoot so and so, shoot him for free. So I send Dave. I go, look, you know, the universe provides,
and the irony is that this guy sends me emails like 800 a week about he wants to shoot the show. Now the irony of this is I try to hire him once before Jimmy, and his mother called me the night before the show and said that her son was in the hospital with diarrhea. He was, because he hadn't slept in 3 days because he was so psychotically overworked about the pressure of having to shoot the show. So I said, you know, your son left me freaking hanging. Now I got no photographer tomorrow. You tell me he's not. Well, isn't he? They going to keep him in the hospital overnight. I said, won't he be available tomorrow? She's like, oh, he won't be functional tomorrow. So after that, I said, never again will I ever hire this. And this guy emails me 8,000 times a week. I'm going to this show. You want me to shoot pictures? And I don't even answer him anymore. So now he's evidently emailing John.
But he fucked up.
He's nuts. He's a certifiable psychotic.
I should have noticed, because anybody who has a legitimate offer like that usually copies, either sends it to me and copies Dave, or sends it to Dave or copies me. This one was just came to me.
Yeah.
With Dave's name curiously missing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I got a new mark here. I'll get Romano on
it. Because you got a weak link, maybe.
Right, maybe. I mean, he didn't know I knew him, so now I didn't know him. But now, what does he think? I'm not going to forward it to you? Derek is showing Dave a picture of the girl he's going to poke up the ass.
He sent me that picture.
I don't know if he's going to poke her up the ass.
He sent me the picture 15 times.
Who he in Paris?
Why is she dressed in like a German...
A milkmaid uniform.
German Heineken poster.
That's a bustier, isn't it?
It's a
bustier.
What is
it? A bustier.
Personally, she looks a little overweight to me.
She looks like the St. Pauli girl with double F's.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Wait.
She looks a little chunky to me, Derek. I might not be.
She's breaking the date.
I saw the picture.
That's why I didn't want to bring her.
Did you see the picture of her face, Jimmy?
Yeah, she looked a little chunky. She did.
What do you think she smells like?
I ain't getting laid.
She doesn't listen to the show. What are you worried about?
Derek went from porking her in the ass. Now he's not even getting laid.
That's because that pussy is so tight. That's what it is.
No, but it's like, you know how when you sit around and you see a girl and you're telling your friend, this girl likes you and isn't she hot? And then the guy goes, well, you know, what about that mole on her lip? And then you can't kiss her. It fucks the whole thing up for you.
No, don't even go.
Well, usually a chick that sports tits that big is usually a little heavy.
No, yeah. She's fucking got J natural.
You saw her face. Her cheeks are a little full, you know.
Oh, my God.
Puffy. She's cute, though.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, you know, it's like she's cute, you got a little meat to hold on to.
Come on.
You don't mind if they're
those
little
titties.
Tell you, but the titties are big.
It looks like she's storing nuts in her cheeks.
She does.
She got a bustier on. That's what's making it.
You know what it is? She's got fake tits.
She has a full face, but that doesn't mean
that's like the third picture you sent me with that outfit on. Yeah. That's what that outfit.
I've got a thick ass, but it's going
to look good. She's a waitress.
Hold on. Let's ask our special guest.
Let's ask Mike.
Mike, would you bang her if you weren't married?
Why not?
Oh, yeah, you don't care, right? You have no.
I do have standards.
You have no standards. I forgot. Yeah.
No, but she looks like standards. She'd be a little fun. So hey, why not?
So you don't mind if the girl's a little heavy?
You know, it's weird. Not that it's heavy, but some girls are all right when they're a little thicker. Some girls look good like that.
Right.
As long as it's not all, you know, cellulite-y. I don't know. Some girls got a thick ass, and it's tight. If it's curvy and it looks all right, she don't have to be a rail. But
the bottom line is this girl looks like someone you could show up to her house with a bag of weed and a six pack and have a great fucking time.
Right.
That's Billy Gunn's kind of girl. I can't see this because there's a goddamn poster in the front of the
thing. You can't read that? You blind.
Oh, you want me to read that? You want me to show me the girl? Are you ready? She's ready. She's ready. We're going to play her a tape and she ain't getting shit.
Where
Derek.
Is she? Derek, bring her out. Is she outside?
No.
She's
quiet down for a second. She's ready. Let's analyze this. Jimmy, you and I, the scientists here, let's think about this for a second. Okay. He's got this girl that's like telling him over the computer through text messages she wants to bang the shit out of him, basically. Right. Sending him almost nude pictures of herself.
Right.
Kind of cutting the face off from different angles and you don't really get a real...
Oh, I can tell him about that.
Hold on a second. Jimmy, what's your analysis of this whole situation?
My analysis is that if she does show...
Yeah, I think she will.
Okay.
I'm going to see her.
You're going to see her?
Talking to the mic, Derek, please. You got to give him the mic.
Right, so she's waiting for you right now. You're going to meet her.
Yeah. What am I dressed up? What am I fucking gizzard?
You going to a bar, restaurant? Where
I'm meeting her at her hotel. She lives in Florida.
At the hotel. Oh.
Jimmy, she's probably a stripper.
She's a stripper.
Right? Yeah, she's probably a stripper. You have a lot of experience with that.
No, I haven't got a lady in a month.
You know what? She's not that
she's
chunky.
Overweight, man.
She's got huge boobs. I mean, she's got...
Yeah, but she's got
a fucking chest.
She's got to be a whale.
She's not a whale. Yeah. I'm looking at her.
Met this girl in person?
Let me see this fucking thing.
These could be old pictures too, Jimmy.
I'm going to tell you.
Send me a picture.
Let me tell you my experience on Fitness Singles.
That was today.
Any girl that takes a headshot or a picture from like a mountaintop and I met them in person.
That was today.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal. I was like, oh my God, this ain't this. I look at the picture, I look at the girl. This can't be the same picture.
No, she's heavy, man.
Every single girl.
Hold on. Quiet down, Mr. G. Just take it easy a little bit. It's too loud. The dog's getting upset.
The dog's getting upset.
We're all in the same room. We don't have to scream.
Can Mike
talk? None of us need motivation.
What? Let Mike talk.
No. Derek's getting very nervous now. We're going to ruin the whole day.
Derek's looking for an ally.
Mike's smart. She's not fat. She's curvy.
No, yeah, that's right.
Curvy. That's nice.
Curvy. Hold on, but Mike, we don't know if she looks like that picture anymore.
Dude, this was her today. I told her to take a picture.
Talking to the mic.
I was like, first of all, I don't want to start getting nasty.
I don't.
But I was like, take a picture. Because actually, sweet, I want to thank you. I was like, take a picture, you know, so like hold three fingers up. I was like, what do you got in the room? I was like, take a picture with like a gun or something, holding it up. And she did, and she sent it to me.
Why do you give these guys credence? Why do you give this guy sweet?
Because I love my fucking haters.
Yeah, what's with sweet? You're making him famous. He's a fucking
I like sweet. He's a good guy, but there's some fucking cocksuckers I'm going to fucking kick their ass.
What we're doing is here, we're trying to help you, because if you get there and she's horrendous.
Oh, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking kick her in her fucking head.
Probably not a good idea, but she might like that.
No, wait. What message does this send all potential dates for Derek down the road?
Dude, listen to this show, John.
We're talking about fucking people up the ass. Every girl is not going to bang us after this show.
Derek, you got nothing coming.
I still want Jimmy's
what
impression.
What has she got a gun for, bro?
What?
She's going out with him.
No, it scares me. He said that.
Yeah, because she flew in here from Florida. Where's she getting a gun from?
Yeah, where's she get the gun?
Oh, she flew from Florida.
Yeah.
Where'd she get the gun from?
For you?
From her boyfriend. She didn't bring it from Florida. From her boyfriend.
No, she's a stripper.
Okay. Her pimp. Yeah, her pimp. Mike, he said, hold up a gun. Let me see. What's a gun related to her? I don't understand.
And in a hotel room, where do you get a gun?
But where's the gun come in? Like, hold up a gun. Okay.
Where'd she get the gun? Where'd she get the gun?
He's going to be in a snuff film.
What's with the gun?
He's going to be the one who's getting it.
I don't fucking know. I'm going to take a picture and let you guys fucking see. I'll be there at 1 o'clock.
Derek, I really want the answer.
What?
What's with the gun?
I don't know. I said hold something up. She's like,
you said hold the gun up. I heard you say
what?
Where'd she get a gun
you
from?
Said hold something up.
Like a gun.
No, I said hold up a
gun.
No, I said three fingers.
Hold the fucking gun. The picture. I don't
fucking know.
That's strange. shit to me.
Tell him to hold up a Rolex.
He's going there.
All right, let's leave Derek alone.
She's probably a cop. I'm getting arrested.
All right, Derek, you'll tell us later what happened. All right,
he's going to call us from jail. Is what he's going to do.
We'll bail him out.
We'll bail you out.
Jimmy, I got a very big news story. It was up on the boards. I had put it up there, but I got to talk about it.
Excuse me tonight. I'm not myself. I'm in pain and everything over here.
Hello, let's calm the dogs down here.
What's this psycho show we're doing here?
Let me talk, guys. Quiet. Okay. There's a news item out that in South Korea, Jimmy, a 68-year-old woman finally passed her written driver's exam. Just a written. after taking the test 950 times, the woman's name, Cha Sa-soon, spent somewhere close to $4,200 in exam fees, and on Wednesday, she finally earned the lowest possible score to pass the exam. Now all that's left is for her to pass the road test. So
she wants to pass the road test. So she can move to Huntington and live down the block from you.
Who sent me that picture?
I sent it to you. I think so.
I saw it.
It's a true story.
No, I know. That's what's scary.
She drives a van, Jimmy.
I gotta give her an effort, though. I mean,
there's no way that could be
times.
From Paris Hilton. She's gonna have like one like brain cell and four
Jimmy, do it. That actually hurts my back.
Do it.
So in other words, when she got the test filing, she was so happy.
But she still has to pass the road test. That's just the written exam.
Well, that was a big, tremendous hurdle for her right there. 900-something times she took it.
950 times.
Can you imagine the road test examiner that's going to get in the car with her to give her the road test?
I guarantee he's got a football helmet on, shoulder pads, fucking knee pads, ejection seat.
I imagine you being there. That guy saying, hey, you're going to take Chung's side.
Fill out a fucking wheel.
And she's failed the written test 900 times. You got a guy get in the car with her.
What motor vehicle would even allow
Derek
you to take
showing
it
me a picture
time?
Of his dick.
Why is Derek showing me a picture of his dick? Did he really?
Yeah, somebody believes me. I got an anaconda.
I've seen it already, unfortunately.
Let me see the
Colette does your website, so.
Can you watch the picture?
He puts that shit on his website, too.
Holy shit. What's the sunburst behind it?
I was in the canning booth.
It's effect.
Oh, my.
I think it's Photoshop, personally. But.
Oh, fuck you.
The so big, I'm eclipsing the fucking moon.
I thought that was the sunset.
That's what the fucking background is, Jimmy.
Hey, why is it crooked,
learn to be a fucking man after that.
That's not a cock.
It's a little crooked, though.
That's not a cock. That's two Coke cans stacked up on top of each other.
It looks like a fucking missile getting ready to be launched there.
All right, well, thanks, Derek, for that.
My ladies, I love you all.
All right, thanks, Derek. Now, there's a new story.
How can you go from Derek's cock in a sunbed to a news story of a retard?
Because I really don't want to think about his cock anymore. Do you?
Yes.
I want Jimmy
when
to
was the last time you took a picture of your cock?
I've never taken one.
Exactly. Come on, Dave, you gotta do it.
Okay, wait, let's go around the room.
I want to know if Dave's hung like a horse.
I want to know who's taking a picture of your cock.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Have you ever taken a picture of your cock?
Absolutely never.
No.
Come on.
No. Jeff, have you ever taken? No. Jimmy? No. Mr. G?
Yes, I
truly believe Mr. G probably has, yes.
Yeah. No, yeah, shit, you guys, because you all got small dicks.
Mike, have you ever taken a picture of your cock?
Yeah.
He's a definite.
Keep it on file.
You notice how they're on that side of the room?
You notice that, Dave?
Yeah,
the three normal motherfuckers are on this side.
Hey, but hold on, Jimmy.
We have to take pictures of your cock around that side.
But Jimmy, you looked at the picture. You looked at it. You guys looked at the picture.
Why are you screaming?
Why are you screaming?
What are you talking about? I'm not screaming.
He's been excited about the cock.
No one's talking.
What are you talking about? Jimmy, but you guys looked at it.
You looked at it in disbelief.
And then you send it to somebody who wanted to see it.
I don't know if that's his cock, first of all. It's just a picture of a cock.
You want me to whip it out, motherfucker?
No.
Please. Wait. The dog might jump up and think it's a bomb.
Try to bury it in the backyard.
The dogs might think it's Dave's.
I'm mistaken for a biscuit.
Yeah, it's a peanut butter on your dick.
Let's tone it down about a decimal.
At least quiet the dogs down.
Let's talk about nerds.
Let's take a break here. I gotta take a break because I got a fucking headache. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of 3 creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29 gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught, Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy. It's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it.
Get in the mix. That's the mix. The world's first energy pump that combines the most essential nutritional elements for overall health with efficiency. Cool and easy to use. The mix is the most powerful and unique multivitamin, antioxidant, energy formula on the market. The mix is a nutritional wonder that lasts up to 4 days. The mix is available in 3 delicious flavors: coffee, mint, and punch. Each flavor is designed to be taken on its own or added to other beverages. The mix. Don't drink, just pump. Healthy energy.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes: Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X, Jen Gates as Shade, Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus, Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress, and their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron
Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RxMuscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. It is pandemonium here in the Dave's studio office. Derek is now done showing us pictures of his penis and is down to posing his calves. The dogs have quieted down. Mr. G has been lashed to a stout pole, and Dave has a picture of a retard up on his screen.
It's not a retard. I'm going to tell you who it is, but before I do,
I got a good penis.
I don't want to hear another word out of you, Mr. G.
We're throwing you out.
I don't want to hear another word yet. You can tell it in a second. In the studio, you know, when we were building it, John, right. When you were building it, I should say, I was going to make you build a special cage for Mr. G.
I still have room.
Where we can handcuff him to the walls like a fucking animal and put a Hannibal Lecter tag on him.
That's a good idea. I like that. We can leave him there. Remove the mask.
Can you bolt him to the wall enough?
I can do that. I can do that.
I'm going to be in one.
First of all, John, you're going to be in the studio tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
I think you should take a couple of pictures of the studio because I think the fans think it's full of shit.
All right.
It's beautiful, Jimmy.
Looks
beautiful.
You
should take a picture and just at least
It's almost done. I want to show the whole thing. It's almost done. He's finishing up the next this week, probably.
By Monday, it'll be done.
We're just waiting for the laminate to come in for the top.
And then as soon as that's in, boom, we're done.
And then we have to put the lights, but the studio will be done aside from that. So, all right. I got to tell you this story. This is a pretty sick story. This woman, Trisha Lathern.
She's
24 years old. She,
That's a woman?
Yes, it's a woman. I'm going to tell you why she has short hair. Because she faked having breast cancer so that she can have raise money, like a charity raise money for breast cancer to help her. And she cut her hair purposely to make it look like she had chemotherapy, all because she wanted to buy breast implants.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this? This fucking woman pretended she had cancer, okay, so that she can get breast implants. You heard it here.
How much did she raise?
She probably raised 10 grand.
First of all, two things. One,
she never bought the breast implants.
There's no breast augmentation procedure on earth that's going to make her fuckable. No. Number one. Number two is that bitch is going to get breast cancer from the bad karma that she just put in the bank.
It looks like Swede.
She do it on Craigslist?
She's claiming she wanted to save her marriage and that's the only thing that was going to save her marriage. Now, her story came to the attention of police when she allegedly visited a plastic surgeon who became suspicious of a story and called the attorney, who then contacted the police. So she kind of blew it because she didn't even wait till she got all the money. She went went to a plastic surgeon. She got greedy. And
how did she promote it? That's what I'm asking you. Like some Newsday. Like how was she doing? Was she running around the streets with a sign?
She raised 10 grand.
How?
Yeah, how? How'd she do it? Because me and John could have got
Jimmy and I are going to go.
What avenue did she take?
She went around asking for, contributions. She did different things. She put it in the newspaper. She told people she was looking for money.
Jeez, Jimmy, I don't know. My prostate is a little swollen.
I think we
let's go.
We got to do something very soon.
She rented out an empty storefront. Jimmy, she had an empty storefront.
She got caught.
They caught her because she went to the plastic surgeon, and the plastic surgeon recognized her, I guess, from the news or whatever, and called the police.
So, and what is she? Was it fraud? What she get charged with?
She's being charged with fraud. Yeah.
Right. You know who should go to fucking jail? Her husband.
He didn't even know.
She needed breast implants to save her freaking marriage.
It says Lathern's husband, William, who's the father of her two children, ages 5 and 3, filed for an annulment the day she was arrested, the papers say.
Good for him.
Because she's a whack job.
Yeah.
I would have fucking ran.
It wasn't the husband demanding that she get breasts. It was her idea.
Yes. She thought that it would save the marriage.
So then she's an idiot.
At least that's what she's saying. She might have just wanted implants so she could try to.
Why don't you just give him a good blow job?
Look at her. She looks like a freaking Dennis the Menace.
Oh, here it is, Jimmy. At least $10,000 was collected at a benefit that she held.
Oh, my God.
She apparently shaved her head to make it look like she was enduring chemo, too. So.
Wow.
She looks too healthy for
Academy Award, man.
Yeah.
Well, she's ugly.
How many years in jail do you think you'd do for that?
Something like that? She probably got like a year or two.
You think so?
She won't get very much.
She won't get much.
She's just a fucking
nut. But she'll never get a job.
She'll lose her kids probably too, I would assume, right?
She lost her whole life.
What a dumbass.
She had a husband and two kids. Now she's going to have nothing.
I got an email.
And no tits.
Yeah, no tits.
What a fucked up life.
I can't believe that's a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm sure with no makeup and so, cut hair and everything.
So, Derek, you would not bang her?
Fuck no.
This could be the... Maybe the that's what the other girl did at Derek's meeting tonight. She might have held a fundraiser for herself and to get breast implants.
I will kill myself.
Because she heard Derek would like girls with big tits, you know?
Or she's got a gun, so she's waiting for him.
Right? I still want to know how she got the gun to New York, yeah.
I don't... Bro... We will see in 20 minutes.
Get her over here.
Doesn't it make you
just
a little
nervous? City.
Give her the directions and get her over here.
Derek, doesn't it make you a little nervous that she has a gun?
Of all random objects to pick to hold up.
What if she gets pissed off?
Agent. If I don't make it, I'm giving you guys can have my bank account. Jimmy can have my vet.
He'd rather have
John,
your bank
you can
account.
Have my pot stashed away. Jeff, you can have my cabs.
What would make him say?
Who's gonna get your
finally legs?
Who's gonna get your cock?
Frizzy G can have my cock.
I don't know.
And Dave, you can't have any.
I don't want it. I got an email, John, the other day that says this is what it says. Hello, Dave. My volleyball instructor to be. How are you doing? I was directed to you by Mr. Johnson to contact you to help my daughter who is in need of training, your expertise training in the field of volleyball. All I need to know is your location, how much it will cost per hour for training. Sincerely, thanks, Mrs. Benson. Now, I'm thinking of sending her right to Mr. G.
I need to send her to me. I will show her volleyball skills.
Are you sure you mean she meant volleyball or dodgeball?
No, volleyball. Mr. G, can you teach volleyball?
Sure can. I can teach anything.
All right. Do you have any equipment in your gym that would enable you to do volleyball training?
Hey, Dave.
I just found an indie boy.
I'm sorry. I cannot hear you, Mr. G.
Dave, believe it or not, in high school, I was an all-state volleyball player.
You were?
Yes, yeah. 5'11", and I used to jump. Now I can't jump an inch.
We'd be at big calves, though. They're not functional, huh?
All-state
anaconda blocks me.
What's the LaCosaNostra.com, Derek?
I have no idea.
I got it in your email.
LaCosaNostra.com.
Forget about that. I want to talk about Derek's new Italian tattoo that he's got on his forearm. It's very all-encompassing. It's got Michelangelo, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the Colosseum, the
right
boot. It's got...
My heart failed.
So I want to get this bleeding
like a motherfucker.
I want to get the psychology of this. Your heart explodes in your chest.
After yelling at the haters.
And then you go out, Tattoo Lou, I would imagine. Yeah. You know, Tattoo Lou?
No, excuse me. Masquerade Tattoo, Jay Baxter.
Jay did that? All right.
Yep.
Jay, Masquerade Tattoo Jay.
What'd they charge for that, Derek?
I pay $100 an hour.
So how many hours you got in that?
Jimmy, maybe you should become a tattoo artist.
So it's a $500 tattoo.
I go to the same guy.
Are you an artist, Jimmy? You're an artist, aren't you? Yeah, why don't you become a tattoo artist, Jimmy?
I thought about it.
You'd probably be good at it.
Yeah, dude, it's
good money.
We have to have a really good hand.
He's got good hands, Jimmy. Although
you
can't really
fucking tattoo somebody for 5 hours.
Jimmy's got he's got good patience.
Just sitting there. I think that's for hours.
He'll drink alcohol and get drunk and he'll do tattoos. Yeah,
do anything, man.
I think we need to hear.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we need to hear a little bit from Mike.
Actually, I bet John would be a tattoo artist.
I want to hear some stuff from Mike.
He's going into a coma.
He flew all the way up here.
He's on some comatose.
He's in ketosis. His arms are getting ready for tomorrow. And I know.
Bless you, Mr. Dave.
So now, Mike, you're mere hours away from the $1,000 bicep curl challenge.
He doesn't look worried.
He looks cool and calm.
The whole time he's been here.
He's been half asleep. And so I mean, how are you able to like be so focused and calm?
Valium.
And are you on drugs? What are you doing?
Medication.
Mike, how are you, man? Better life through drugs and shit. I knew that
it was going to be loud in here, and everybody's going to be going on. So I took some Vicodin and I had a Valium. So cool.
He medicated himself.
Now, Jimmy, what is that? Is that bad to take the day before doing like a big strength lift?
Yeah, actually, it is. Yeah,
really. Yeah.
Because tomorrow's going to be like a feeling
like a zombie. You're being mush.
Exactly. Yeah. I take Valium the whole week before whatever show I do.
Do you really?
You don't have to actually do anything.
Why don't you just smoke weed instead?
Dirty. Puff, puff, give.
Not
dirty.
Good, not good for his lungs.
Dirty.
Now, John, he could always use some ass lightning from Brutal Alchemy.
Yes.
Before he...
Ass lightning?
He, yeah, that's...
I do not need anything that has lightning. The word ass and lightning in the same sentence.
What about that ass shit we smelled?
What was
that?
Liquid ass.
Liquid ass.
We'll give him a whiff of that.
We gave him some of that. He'll be lifted.
I'll wake him up.
We'll give him some of that if he's like, if you know, he's got like one rep behind Jeff and he looks like he's going to fail. You just squirt some ass like that, some ass on him. Liquid
Michael
ass on him.
Be lifting 120 pounds.
That shit would
he might pass out. If you, you know, he might go unconscious
that
from
shit
it.
Shit would wake up my great, great, great grandfather.
He'll wake up my grandfather out of being dead.
Exactly.
That's what he's talking about.
Sorry.
Thank you for translating.
John's great grandpa is probably like 140.
I said great 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 grandfather three times.
Yeah. Bro, I'm excited.
He's like 400 like years old. He's still around, John.
Yeah, me too.
Want his autograph.
Now, Derek, are you going to be there tomorrow?
Well, no one invited me.
Well, you were invited 6 weeks ago.
Yo, I'm back. DA is fucking back. Right, I will be there.
Bev Francis Powerhouse.
Rooting on my boy Jeff.
What time are the festivities going to start tomorrow?
It's going to be 4:30 at Bev Francis Powerhouse Gym. Everyone's welcome. Hopefully, there'll be people. There'll be standing room in the place. Though. Steve Martin will be like, what did you do to my gym? You know?
Do all these people pay a membership?
Yeah, I did get clearance from him. Jim, are you going to be there?
Well, you know, I fucked my back up.
Yeah,
well, you don't give a fuck.
You're Jeff's coach. You got to be
Come
there.
Come on,
thanks, coach.
I'm having trouble standing.
I heard you have a vested interest in this situation.
Yes, I do.
Well, you better be there. Or you're not going to be able to collect. You know,
what is it, 4:30?
4:30. Yeah.
All of a sudden, 12%, motherfucker.
Right. All of a sudden, his schedule cleared up.
Now, Mike, if you win the $1,000, do you have it spent already?
Probably. My wife needs it for some reason.
See, just hand the check.
You told her?
No, I shouldn't say that. Just bills and bullshit and contest prep. Right, yeah.
Is that how it works in your house? You just hand her the money and that's it?
No, I mean, it's...
They share.
We share. It's pretty good. I think it's pretty even.
Jeff, yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing with your shoulder?
I was jerking off so much, I got to loosen
you
it
look
up.
Like you have Tourette's over there. What are you doing?
You look like a...
Tourette's. He's holding the dog in one hand and he
looks like Dr.
He's like
Evil.
Moving his hand up and down.
I'm trying to achieve the same level of bliss that like Mike has because obviously there's some secret to it.
Oh.
Look at how he's holding the dog. He looks like Dr. Evil.
I thought he was waving him trying to get attention.
That's what I thought originally. I kept looking over him. And I realized he's like going up in the air with his arm.
No, what he's doing, he's pre-pumping. He's getting ready. He's getting blood in there for tomorrow.
I don't know. Jeff's looking pretty jacked up.
Let's see those arms, Jeff.
Let's see the gun. Oh, Billy Gunn thinks you have small arms, by the way.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you one question.
Well, you know, I don't think Jeff the producer does real arms. You know, he has to take ice cream before bed if he wants to get big.
Jeff, you're going to take the three lines before you work.
What the fuck?
He's got some pretty big pink biceps.
Jeff is jacked. Now let's get a Liberatore on.
Let's get a Liberatore on.
I don't know if I can.
Hold on. Jeff, give me the camera, Jeff. Hold on. I got to get some pictures of this.
Get some arms
side by side.
Hold on. Mike, give me.
I gotta stand up.
You gotta stand up,
Mike. Next to Jeff.
Jeff, you gotta do that creatine before you do the lift, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's like just like the pre-fight.
You're right. Yeah, like the weigh-in.
Yeah,
it's
hold
like
on.
The weigh-in.
Let me get up and take this picture here.
You guys gotta get real close to each other,
bro. What the fuck?
Which arm are you curling with? Damn.
That's why we're not doing press
dance. I don't know.
20 something.
Sweet thinks I have 14 inch arms. So.
Who gives a fuck about Sweet?
I love Sweet.
You bring that motherfucker up one more time, I'm charging you $100.
I'll fuck him up, yes, dude.
He would fucking love it.
Sweet always bashes him, though.
I know.
He's
making the fucking guy famous.
Guys, he's my buddy.
There's one person we did not mention today, and that is Diego. He's not here because he's got a show in 2 days, and he's got a lot. You know, you think he's very irritable.
I would like to thank Brutal Alchemy for all of the free shit they sent me in preparation for my first place. against Derek Anthony the Beach. I have better tattoo.
I found out something about Diego. He lied. He did get a free suit from Celeste.
No.
Yes, he scammed a free suit.
Did he scam a free suit too?
Yep, he got a free suit.
You gotta bear in mind, this is a kid who has never competed before. All right?
No, he called my company.
He's never competed before.
What?
He called Gat?
He called Gat. Charles Moser, like, who is this kid?
I am Diego from the Whack Pack Show.
Hi, sorry to bother you. I am Mr. Diego. I start RXMuscle.com. You might have heard of my employee. His name is Dave Palumbo. We also have an architect who builds studios, Juan Romano. We have a sick person who drives a motorcycle, Jimmy Polesia. We have Hulk Hogan. We have a guy with calves and lots of bitches and dying slowly by heart attacks. And the guy who makes fun of me all the time, fuck him, I forgot his name. Please sponsor me.
For all those reasons, he gets a sponsorship. He's never competed before, and he's going to enter as a middleweight.
No. And he'll be making $100,000.
And he's getting a free suit. He's in Brutal Alchemy.
You know what? The guy actually scooched his way to getting
a ton of stuff. His way in. He's nobody.
He's a whack packer.
Wow. And how did he become a whack packer?
I heard.
Dave, I was in Florida. You'll have to apprise the listeners.
Tell the story.
Where did Diego come from?
Diego used to come to all the shows.
No. Remember, we used to go for dinners. Who used to go to the dinners with me?
At Outback.
We used to go to the Outback dinners. Diego called me one day, and he's like, "Yes, Mr. David, I want to know. Can I? Where is the Whack Pack dinner tonight?" And I said, "I'm nice. I'm like, we're at Outback." I said, "If you want to come down, you're welcome." So he just showed up, and he started showing up every week. And, he's a nice kid. Obviously, we get along with him. Yeah, we break his balls, but we do like him. He just relentlessly kept coming.
Yeah, but he came to the shows. He used to get all the food.
He scooched his way in.
He used to come to all the shows. He'd get all our food and everything, all day long and stuff.
Well, he used to bring food to the house until he started dieting.
Like three years, so.
But there's an old Italian saying, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
That's right. And
it was through his cock.
Bodybuilding.
That's Derek's.
I gotta go, bro.
All right. Well, you'll have to keep us updated on what happened, Derek. Good luck,
send
man.
Send his pictures back. Pictures.
Derek, just watch out for that gun, man.
Just tell me, hurry.
Frisco. Yeah. Before you fuck a Frisco, right?
Don't get any diseases. Bag it.
The dogs are very upset you're leaving them for another bitch.
John, I think that's a sign. I think that means that we are at the end of another hour of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Till next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the hosts of After Hours with the Whack Pack,
we're also members!
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RXMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RXMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RXMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. Michael Bob in the Bonzo.